Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Wheat farmers, looking for a wheat variety that's thrived in just about every environment? Then choose Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Gallagher has a duster heritage and leads a pack in forage production and grain yield. It also holds up well against diseases and Hessian fly. And Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek.
Check out Gallagher and all other Oklahoma State developed varieties at OSU Wheat Variety Field Tours in May. Locations and details at okgenetics.com.
Join Gardner Angus Ranch on May 13th for their fourth annual Meeting Demand Bull Sale at the ranch near Ashland, Kansas. Selling 170 bulls and 275 bred commercial females, including the complete cow herd dispersal of longtime Gardner customer Yolo Ranch. Visit GardnerAngus.com for video of sale offering, sale book, and more. Be in Ashland on May 13th or bid online at Live Auctions TV or SuperiorClickToBid.com.
Last week was not kind to cattle producers, with cash taking a tumble for up $3 to $5. The continued steep decline and no short covering into the weekend will keep the markets on the defensive. Packers will start the week with lower bids this morning, attempting to capitalize on the weakness of futures. And there still is no bottom to the market, even though it's severely oversold. Funds continue to liquidate long positions, which could mean more downside. Over on the hogs, hog futures are set to stumble with the news that President Trump is ready to raise tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods to 25% versus the current 10% that was placed on these goods in July. He also threatened to add 25% tariffs on an additional $325 billion of their products, possibly soon thereafter, if they do not come to a resolution over trade. China now considering canceling the meeting that was to take place this week to work on a resolution, and this will hit the hog market hard, just as it has impacted grains and other markets. Moving on to the grains, never one to be left out of a party. Wheat contracts also lower here first thing this morning, although carrying smaller nominal losses than corn and soybeans. With trade war issues front and center, wheat was obviously going to be the last benefactor to any larger deal, with wheat supplies in China still at record levels. Corn sharply lower here this morning, gapping lower at the overnight open on the news of President Trump could raise the tariffs on the Chinese goods. Despite the fact little to no progress was made on corn planting last week, and little is expected to be made in the coming week, it's clear there were participants positioned for a trade resolution and China to buy a substantial amount of U.S. grains. Now, soybeans are sharply lower here this morning, making fresh contract lows, with July soybeans trading down to the lowest level since September. All the goodwill shared over the last couple of months, with ideas of U.S. soybean exports rebounding in late 2018-19 and early 2019-20, seems to have gone out the window after U.S. trade negotiators came home from Beijing. We're going to check your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Livestock futures, June live cattle down 25 cents, 113.42. August down 102, 109.15. May feeder cattle down 182 at 137.15. August down 152 at 146.37. June hogs unchanged at 92.75. Kansas City wheat, July down 3.5, 401.5. September down 3.75 at 412.5. Chicago wheat, July down 6 cents, 438. September down 5 cents, 446.75. July corn up a quarter penny, 370.75. September unchanged on Friday at 377.75. July soybeans up down a penny at 842 and a quarter cent. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.